be so cool, fool. Like, y'all don't think that it's tiring walking around the world all day just being the coolest shit since sliced bread? Man, we just like you. We have bursts of energy, dumb thoughts.
Yeah, you can't be that open. I'm not saying you can't be yourself, but you can't be completely goofy, completely vulnerable. Maybe a moment here or there, and even a moment here or there, she might lose attraction. It's really easy for a woman to lose attraction for you. You sniffing her like a dog? I mean, yeah. But look, they say find somebody who's going to accept you for who you are. You can't move like that as a man. You just can't. Women can live by that philosophy. Only deal with people who accept you for who you truly are, because people are accepting of women regardless. It's a certain way you got to move in a relationship to keep your woman in line and to keep your woman attracted to you, period.
Energetic moments that it just turns out to be weird. Like, what the f*** y'all, like, what do y'all expect from us? Whoever you cheated on, bro, with acts exactly like that when he gets to know you. He's just being all cool and now because he doesn't feel like opening himself up to you. When guys open up to y'all, we become weird. Like, what? You know what be killing me? Is y'all be weird as the whole time we be knowing y'all, though. And we don't say nothing about it. But as soon as we do something to...
Right. Women are extremely judgmental. They're judging everything you do at all times. But see, that's why you also gotta not care, but still move properly, but at the same time don't care. Like, I'm gonna move how I need to move, but if you decide to leave, you decide to leave, oh well. And look, she did bro a favor. If she gonna leave him because he had a goofy moment, she's doomed to failure regardless. Because everybody has a moment. Like, women are so unrealistic, they think they're going to get in a relationship with a guy and he's just going to be the coolest dude ever at all times, 24/7. He's going to be the most coolest, strong, you know, most stoic, know-it-all person at all times, 24/7 for 50 years. Women are delusional. They really do think this. They really do expect this. They expect a man to never have a weak moment. They think they're going to get in a relationship with a top 1% man, and even if she did bag him, that he's never going to have a weak moment. He's never going to have a weird moment, a quirky moment. Like, it's absolutely absurd.
What I don't live for is we're going to sit around and talk about football bullshit for an hour. I'm not that guy. Like, I can't do it. I can't small talk for sure. Like, I can't go somewhere and small talk. I can't do it. I can't do it. Hey, so yeah, man, the game. The game, bro. I don't give a...
This is me 100% and people hate me for it. Because me, I just won't talk at all. So then I'll just be that weird guy in the corner not talking. And that makes you the biggest target in the world. People would prefer you just be a huge a-hole. People would like you more if you're just a huge a-hole because they know what box to put you in at least. So they'll have a more friendly relationship with that guy who's just a flat-out jerk. But yeah, I don't want a small talk. I don't watch sports. I don't care about the game. And I'm not going to just engage you awkwardly just to say I engage you. Well, how about the weather? I'm just not going to do it.
Right? I want to talk about, like, why the f*** are we here? Aliens on this planet?
Yes, I believe there are aliens on this planet. Do your research. The government's slowly disclosing it now. But if you do enough research, you'll see that the information has been out there for decades. But I don't want to get on a side tangent.
Nobody cares about you less than a good friend. Yep. Like, trying to get your life together, trying to eat right, you're trying to exercise more, drink less. Nobody in the world cares. The only people standing in your way are your friends, right? These are the only people who are like, you're not drinking? Drink, though.
Cut them off. There really aren't any friends in this life, in my opinion. I mean, you have associates, some people maybe you cool with, got good rapport with. I don't really believe in friends. I believe in family, associates, and relatives. I don't have any expectations for people other than to hate and cause drama. That's my expectation for humankind. When I go out and I'm going around people, I expect some hateful, negative stuff to happen or be said, or some drama to be started. Other than that, I don't have any expectations of people doing anything good or positive or helping me or bettering my life in any way. I get disappointed a lot less having those expectations of humans. Yeah, because you're making them feel bad about who they are, and they don't want to go through the hard task of actually changing and bettering themselves. It's much easier to ridicule you and bring you back down to their level. Way easier.
Oh, you have a job interview tomorrow? Cocaine? care about your job interview. I just want a friend on cocaine. Now you've got a job interview and you're on cocaine. You're talking to everybody about everything, because that's what cocaine does. Yeah. Cocaine had a tagline. It'd be, wow, I didn't know I had an opinion on that.